going to have to remain very silent. As we allow the teachings of wisdom. Number 3 in the Tao has 2 parts. We will do the first part in the first 2 discourses here, and the second part in the last 2. I cannot emphasize enough what Lao Tzu is giving to us here. It is more than just platitudes and longitudes of theory. This is not a philosophy we are teaching here. This is the manner of our life, to fall into harmony with the source. Lao Tzu has discovered that source. And he is telling us how we may discover that same source. But it requires patience and the diligence to do the opposite of what the human is inclined to do. If you are quiet, if you are patient, if you can persevere within yourself, you will understand that he is teaching the values of what it means to spiritually awaken. Number 3. Not praising the deserving prevents envy. Not valuing wealth prevents theft. Not displaying what's desirable prevents confusion of the senses. We are just going to take this amount for now. This amount of awakening, this amount of what it takes to awaken. It is very important to understand that as we exalt other people in our mind, in our body, we cause a rivalry to occur. We start believing in better than. We go into competition. We feel discontent with ourselves, resentful of maybe ourselves, that we didn't achieve more, didn't have more, didn't do more. Hence, we miss. And in this mess, we create confusion within ourselves. So Lao Tzu says in another translation, if you overesteem great men, people will become powerless. If you overvalue possessions, people will begin to steal. What is overesteeming great men? What does he mean? Well, we do it in this country. I can only speak of this country, but it is worldwide. We are looking for someone to be in charge of our life, in charge of our country, in charge of the world eventually. We overesteem them. We think they are great men because they speak of the quote-unquote values that we wish in our own lives. Prosperity, peace, contentment, But that's not the way it truly works. If you put other people in charge of your life, you will miss. You will cause a rivalry, a competition. Our whole government is based on that. And the collective joins it freely. Is he talking about politics here? Oh, yes. He's talking about inner politics with all of us. He is talking about how we overesteem people to take charge of our life. In China, at the time that this was written, this is what people did. They were looking for the perfect ruler, or they were looking for the ruler that would rule in accordance with our mental acuities, our DNA, and it would be ruthless. Where the rich would only rule and the poor would be subservient to that. Now this has been going on for centuries. Lao Tzu tackles every single human dilemma. So he is talking about how we overesteem what we think of as great men, men that have the power to change things. And we'd like to think that they could change things for the better. But Lao Tzu is warning us about this, that this is dangerous. Because in doing so, the people become powerless, as he says. And that isn't in a political fashion, although that is included here. It means we feel subservient to the ruler, to the men who we think are so great, creating rivalry, envy, pride. And this denigrates our soul. So what to do? This is the world we live in. We live in a republic, and you can't have a democracy because there is no integrity in the people. What Lao Tzu is showing us is that we make great men by shuffling our values around and saying that this one value is more important than any other. And that value typically is what makes wealth for other people and not the people in the world, the people in general. We become powerless. We miss. Now listen, try to understand this. Get your mind out of the political arena and start looking deep within yourself. We want flawless people. We are looking for the perfect person. We overesteem people who agree with us. We have to ask ourselves, what are we esteeming? What are we doing? We are setting up rivalry, envy. We are saying that there are greater and lesser. And while it cannot be disputed that there are people who have our greater interests in mind as opposed to those who don't, what Lao Tzu is teaching here is not to exalt someone or anything to cause rivalry. Everybody is broken. People are broken. I am broken. You are broken. And if you live in the broken side of you, the humanitarian side of you, you will struggle. Because people are not interested in the humanitarian manner. They are interested in gaining possessions. They overvalue possessions, and I will talk about that in the next discourse. We have an ideal of what a successful person, what a successful person does with their life. We want that kind of ease of operation. But it doesn't work like that. Because you're always dealing with those who are malcontents, people with difficulties. Lhotse is saying this. Try to listen. In the broken person, there is something immensely beautiful. If I am that broken person, rather than trying to fix myself in being in accord with society, rather to discover what that brokenness can bring forth in the light of the heart, the inner light. Let me give you a little story. I love this story. It was given to me by a student, and I will never, ever be able to thank her enough for giving me this story. A water bearer in India had two large pots. Each hung on the ends of a pole. The two pots then were carried across the neck from the pole and were taken up a hill. One of the pots had a crack in it. And while the other pot was absolutely perfect and always delivered a full portion of water at the end of the long walk from the stream to the master's house, the crack pot arrived only half full. For a full 2 years, this went on daily, with the bearer delivering only 1.5 pots full of water to the master's house. Of course, the perfect pot was very proud of its accomplishments, perfect to the end of which it was made. But the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable, that it was not able to accomplish what was it. Its intent was to be. It only delivered half. After 2 years of what it perceived to be a bitter failure, it spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream and said, "I am ashamed of myself. I want to apologize to you." "Why?" asked the bearer. "What are you ashamed of?" "I've been able for these past 2 years to deliver only half of my portion because of this crack in my side, which causes the water to leak out all the way back to your master's house." "Because of my flaws," he said, "you have to do all of this work and you don't get full value from your efforts," said the pot. The water bearer closed his eyes and then said to him, "I'm very sorry for the old crack in your pot. And with loving mercy," he said, "as we return to the master's house, I want you to notice beautiful flowers along the path." Well, indeed, as they went up the hill, the old crack pot took notice of the sun warming the beautiful flowers on the side of the path. This gave him some cheer on the inside. But at the end of the trail, it still felt bad because it had leaked out half of its water. And again, apologized to the bearer for this failure. Oh, but the bearer was a good student. He said, "Did you notice that there were flowers only on your side of the path, but not on the other side? That's because I have always known about your flaw, and I wanted to bless you. Take advantage of this in a loving way. I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walked back from the stream, you've been watering them. For 2 years, you have been able to make beautiful flowers. And I would take these flowers and pick them and take them to our master. Without you, without these beautiful flowers to decorate the master's table, he would not enjoy his meal as much as you have graced his house with beautiful flowers." You see, nothing is as it seems. And rather than creating a rivalry between the two pots, this wise student saw the majesty of what it really was all about. How you value yourself is how you govern yourself. How you govern yourself brings about the beauty of just what I'm talking about. You see, the wise man here, the wise student, didn't overesteem the pot that could carry the full load. He recognized everything works in yin and yang. Yes, there are always going to be the lessers. But if we understand the lesser in us, we might be able to understand how to use it for a deeper wisdom. A wisdom to see how to bring forth the flowers on our side of this life. I have known many people in my day who are just like the cracked pot. I am the cracked pot. Everyone has the cracked pot within them. Everyone. And when we don't overesteem those who are seemingly not cracked yet, we become of the way. We see the way very clearly. Everything serves its function through the purpose of its form. And when you understand that, you see you have the power to help those who are cracked. You have the power to love those who are not perfect. You have the power to be present in the light that they have and appreciate that light, no matter what it may be. How small, how large, does not matter. What matters is the presence of the light in you and in others, and your recognition of it in others. Rather than creating the mischief of envy within ourselves and in others. Because as Desiderata says, there will always be greater and lesser persons than ourselves. We come into something more profound. We come into the goodness of nature itself, our inner nature. Please try to understand this great wisdom. Work with people. Work with yourself. Let your flaws be a blessing. Don't be ashamed of where you are in this life, in yourself. Keep looking for that cracked pot within you. Let's meditate together. I treasure this time with you. I'm going to read to you from the Tao, and I want you to consider this. If you consider riches and honor to be important, you will only bring calamity upon yourselves. The way of heaven is simply this. When you have done your work, simply retire. Yes. Simply retire, let go, release, live as love.